You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
Y'all know what time it is. The Purple Project Podcast Daily coming at you on this Monday, May 16th, 2022, here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast. Yep, you heard it. You heard him. This is the daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Baylor. Now, I left the weekend saying I will recap what took place here in Manhattan, the final home series of the 2022 campaign, and it did not disappoint, as of course, K-State lost the first game of the series 4-2 before winning in high-stakes drama in back-to-back games Saturday and Sunday, winning them both by the score of 7-5. Yesterday, K-State was trailing in this game by 4 runs there. And then, of course, the 8th inning happened. And grand slam and Nick Goodwin was the dagger put in the back burner of the Baylor Bears there as K-State rallies back to win the rubber match of the conference series 7-5. Same score as Saturday, but a count of 7-5 as well. This was senior day yesterday. So, huge way to send out them seniors in a way that, hey, they play their best baseball in the last several years. It's been well documented on this podcast that this team plays well, at least in the P. Hughes era to this point anyways. As we're coming up on the end of the season, they play their best baseball at home, 7-5 in this game. And then, of course, right after the grand slam, Cash Wrigley went the other way, hit a solo shot, pinch hit home run right there as well to add on a little bit of insurance there as well. And Tyler Rule picks up the win for K-State, 4-2 now on the year for him. Matt Volker of Baylor gets lost. He goes down to 4-6. And shutdown man, a.k.a. also the home run king, Dylan Phillips, earning save number 6 in this one as well. And more inside the box score here on the Pro Project Podcast. K-State went the winner. Your winners, 7 runs on 7 hits. And for a change, did not produce an error and left 4 men on base. Baylor, 5 runs on 9 hits, and they committed an error. They stranded 3 as well. And this is an interesting note here. Nick Goodwin's grand slam yesterday in the bottom of the 8th inning. This was the 3rd go-ahead home run in this particular inning this season. Wow, that is a blow-your-mind stat, K-State Nation, right there. So K-State knows how to get it done late in games right there. Going down here also, let's see. K-State, 3-for-5 with runners in scoring position yesterday, and Kit Baylor, not too shabby themselves. They went 3-for-6. The Cats did finish 2-for-7 with 2 outs, and then the Bears didn't do much better. They went 2-for-8 as well. K-State, I mentioned senior day for moments ago. Chris Herb, also Jeff Heinrich, Justin Mitchell, Wesley Moore, Josh Nikoloff, Dylan Phillips, and Terrence Berlin were recognized to the home state crowd yesterday here in Twain Family Stadium there. And what a way to go out here with the ups and downs of this baseball team the last several years there. That's no way to better get it than walk it off pretty much and then shut it. Dylan Phillips, the fellow senior, shut it down in the 9th inning there. The Wildcats, 27-23 now, hitting their last 4 games on the road, 8-13 in Big 12 play. Oh, baby, they can get. I'm not saying a sweep because every time we say that, you know, Alex Aiden was wrong. He's been spot on his prediction. He was wrong. They did not sweep Baylor. They took 2-3 like they did with Kansas, 2-3 as well. So what makes me think they're going to sweep the rest of the way here? They at least, Virginia Tech's their next opponent. I believe that's a Tuesday contest there in Blacksburg, in West Virginia. Is not really a good baseball team there in their road woes. Woo! You know what? I'm going to say 2-2 because you don't know what you're going to get out of this team. And don't want to rain on that parade a little bit. But, hey, look, 27-23, 8-13, you know, that's unless they surprise us all and take the rest of these games, hopefully they can carry this momentum. They're going up to Blacksburg where it's not easy place to play. Now, no, I ain't talking about football. Obviously, football is well documented. Baseball, I had no idea. This team was good on the diamond. That's probably an understatement there as well. I've only seen this team maybe all year play maybe a few innings on a TV screen. Texas Roadhouse, something like that. But that's just my estimation there as well. So, you know, for the road rules, the bad news is if they're playing these games at home, I probably get Casey better shot than on the road. Because whether it's bad voodoo or something, that K-State, there's just another team. You just don't know which K-State team is going to show up on the road. So, out of the best ceiling, I got to say 2-2. I'm sorry, 2-2 there for them. I mean, hopefully they can prove me wrong. I hope they do. And the worst, wow. Worst, 1-3. Let's go like that, 1-3. At least 1-3. So that's the worst. I'll be shocked if they don't win a game coming out here on the road. So, I mean, hey, they could at least pop the win total. At least. They can pop the win total at least. I ain't saying they're going to go to no regionals and whatnot, but they can at least pop that up. Hey, this team finished, I think, 31-24 or 32-24 last year. So they're approaching around that mark yet again. They're already at 23 losses. So hopefully they can come out there and Blacksburg and upset the Virginia Tech. So we'll see what happens there. But K-State takes the series against Baylor. And stay tuned. Obviously, the golf team, as I'm recording this, will begin underway their NCAA regional tournament in Norman today here in just a little bit as well. When this podcast comes out, day one's going to be in the books, so we'll definitely keep you apprised of that as well. We got a lot of stuff coming out, other work works coming out of the weekend as well. I'll get you caught up on that. The Purple Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap it up on this edition of the Daily Podcast. Go Cats! Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast.